This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Political activity is gaining momentum across the state of Maharashtra as campaigning intensifies for the upcoming assembly elections. Senior leaders from all major political parties are canvassing at various locations in support of the candidates. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has stated that Maharashtra must take the lead in the nation's path towards Viksit Bharat, and as part of this vision, several modern infrastructure projects are currently underway in the state. Addressing an election rally in Chhatrapati Shambhaji Nagar district of Marathwada, he highlighted that investment agreements bringing in over 70,000 crore rupees have been signed for the region, and projects worth more than 45,000 crore rupees are already operational in Marathwada. The Prime Minister emphasized various developmental initiatives in the region, including the Samruddhi Highway, railway modernization, industrial parks and textile parks. He assured that these projects would attract major companies to the area, thereby creating new opportunities and employment in Marathwada. Addressing a rally in the tribal-dominated Nandurbar district, Congress leader Rahul Gandhi assured that all promises made in the MVA's manifesto would be fulfilled if they were voted into power. In Jharkhand, campaigning is in full swing for the second phase of assembly elections in the state. Leaders of both the NDA and INDIA blocs are addressing voters across the state to garner support for the party candidates. Senior BJP leader and Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath addressed an election meeting in Dhanbad. He alleged that the JMM government is allowing infiltrators in the state. On the other hand, addressing an election meeting at Sarat in Devgarh, senior JMM leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren accused the BJP for the backwardness of Jharkhand. Leaders of the RJD, AJSU and left parties are also addressing poll rallies in different parts of the state. The second phase of polling will be held on the 20th of this month, while counting will take place on the 23rd of November. Dominica is announced to confer its highest national honour to Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The Dominica Award of Honour will be bestowed to the Prime Minister in recognition of his contributions to Dominica during the COVID-19 pandemic and his dedication to strengthening the partnership between India and Dominica. President of Dominica, Silveni Bartan, will confer the award during the upcoming India-CARICOM summit, scheduled to take place in Georgetown, Guyana, from the 19th to the 21st of this month. According to the statement of the Prime Minister's office in Dominica, India supplied Dominica with 70,000 doses of the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine during the COVID pandemic in February 2021. The award also recognizes India's support for Dominica in healthcare, education and information technology under Prime Minister Narendra Modi's leadership, as well as his role in promoting climate resilience, building initiatives and sustainable development on a global level. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Jamui in Bihar tomorrow to commemorate Janjatiya Gaurav Divas. It marks the commencement of the 150th birth anniversary year celebrations of Dharti Aba Bhagwan Birsa Munda. Mr. Modi will unveil a commemorative coin and postal stamp in honour of Bhagwan Birsa Munda tomorrow morning. He will also inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for multiple development projects worth over 6,640 crore rupees aimed at uplifting tribal communities and improving infrastructure in rural and remote areas of the region. The 43rd India International Trade Fair, IITF, has begun at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal inaugurated the 14-day event. The theme of this year's fair is Viksit Bharat at 2047. The focus state this year is Jharkhand, while Bihar and Uttar Pradesh are the partner states. This year, 11 countries including China, Egypt, Iran, South Korea, Thailand, Turkey and the UAE are participating in this international fair. Air quality worsened in Delhi NCR today, with the air quality index reaching to 424 this afternoon. According to data from the Central Pollution Control Board, the AQI in some parts of the city continues to remain at severe levels. At the ongoing Women's Asian Hockey Champions Trophy in Bihar, hosts and defending champions India will take on Thailand in the third match at Rajgir at 4:45 this afternoon. And that is the end of this news bulletin.